welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Pastor Mark Miller. I serve as assistant to the bishop with Bishop Marcus Lorman. A scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. You might recognize that scripture. That's the verse that Jesus quotes in Luke chapter 4 when he first introduces himself in the synagogue. This passage that Isaiah writes is about the captives going home. This is God's good news to them that they have been released from Babylon. The Persian conquerors have allowed the Israelites to return home, and this is God's good news for them. But more than that, this scripture passage is God's vision of what God wants the world to look like. That those who are oppressed hear good news, that the brokenhearted are comforted, that captives are freed. This is God's vision for all people. It reminds us of the scripture passage from Matthew chapter 25, the story of the sheep and the goats, when Jesus reminds us that it's his desire that the hungry be fed, that those who are naked receive clothing, that those who are in prison be visited. It's also a reminder of the story from Luke chapter 1, when Mary gives the Magnificat, that song of praise to God, in which she predicts that the hungry will be filled with good things because the Messiah is at hand. And here in Isaiah 61, we see God's vision that all of those who are suffering now will be comforted, and all those who are oppressed or those who are poor will be blessed by God and given God's abundance. God has a vision for all the world. God also has a vision for each of us individually, too. God has a vision of blessing for us, forgiveness, new life, to be restored through Jesus Christ. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus renews us. He gives us the power of his resurrection, which is God's vision. This is the good news that God has for us. This is God's vision for us, that Jesus can renew us and give us God's abundant life. Some questions for you to ponder. First of all, as you think about God's vision for the world and the way things will look differently, as you see through God's eyes, imagine what would the world look like through God's vision? How would it be different than it is now? Can you imagine how wonderful that world would be? And secondly, think of God's vision for your own life. What is the good news that Jesus has for you? How is God transforming your life so that it will reflect the beauty of God's desire for you? For you, friend, and for each of us, remember this scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to others. You've received good news from God today. Who will you share good news with? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to the Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local congregation where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.